Local music heroes and legendary Canadian icons are set to light up the main stage at Whistler Invictus Village. Blue Rodeo's own alt-country rocker Jim Cuddy and fellow Juno winner Barney Bentall headline a roster that also includes Juno-nominated Five Alarm Funk, Scratch Bastard and Hey Ocean. Also on deck are the Hairfarmers, Taylor James, Ira Peddle, Lazy Syrup Orchestra, the Boom Booms, the Spiritual Warriors and many of Whistler's favorite DJs. I can't wait to see the incredible energy of the Invictus Games, with its vibrant mix of sport, community, and celebration, come to Whistler, said Mayor Jack Crompton in a press release. Seeing the music lineup takes the excitement to the next level. Whether visitors and locals are keen to check out the sporting events, bring their families out to soak up the spirit of the Free Whistler Invictus Village, or get in some laps on the slopes while it's all going down, this is going to be one heck of a time. One thing that's unique about the Invictus Games is that, unlike the 2010 Olympics, which significantly impacted skiing and riding logistics, the Invictus Games will integrate seamlessly, ensuring uninterrupted access to the mountains. We have a long history of bringing the world together in celebration, and these games are shaping up to be an extraordinary chapter in that history. The Whistler Invictus Village is meant to be a free, fun, and family-friendly gathering place, with four zones including Whistler Olympic Plaza, Maury Young Arts Center, Village Square and Mountain Square along the Village Stroll. Interactive exhibits, family fun activities, live entertainment and live-action sports screens will be available. The Free Whistler Invictus main stage music programming runs from February 9 to 13. Click here for a full entertainment schedule.